Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Tensions are mounting in what promises to be a weekend of discontent right across France as Gilets Jaunes protesters continue to show their outrage at government policy. In what is being called Act 4, or the fourth weekend of protests, demonstrators are determined to carry the momentum forward in light of the government U-turn yesterday over increasing tax on fuel. After last weekend's violence in Paris and in other towns and cities across the country, the Ministry for the Interior has called for peaceful protests this weekend, while taking precautions in deploying vastly increased numbers of police officers and other security personnel to counteract possible disruption and violence. Christophe Castaner has announced that there will be 89,000 security personnel on duty throughout the country tomorrow, 8,000 of whom in Paris. In another unprecedented move, several major tourist attractions in the capital will be closed, including the Eiffel Tower. Various sporting events are also being postponed. Such is the concern over what may take place. Local governments are having to take uncustomary decisions. The Préfecture in the Pas-de-Calais has prohibited Gilets Jaunes action in four local communes, one of which includes the main transport hub of Calais. They say that it is essential to keep some of the main motorway networks open. The two main truck drivers' unions have negotiated an agreement on payment for overtime with the government and major employers, thus preventing a rolling strike which would have begun on Sunday. The CGT and the FO have been fighting a decision made by the Conseil d'État to renege on paying drivers higher overtime rates. A further announcement by the CGT is due this afternoon. The man accused of the murder of little Maïlys and Corporal Arthur Noyer is once again in court today. Nordal Lelandais is in court in Grenoble as part of an investigation into new allegations of sexual assault on another girl. The Minister for Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, has expressed his shock at the aggression shown by students protesting against government changes to the BAC and the university sorting system Parcoursup. The levels of violent behaviour among students has resulted in the Préfecture in the Loise closing 17 schools today as a precaution. Yesterday, 280 establishments were blocked and vandalised and 700 people arrested. And finally, tonight sees the start of this year's Téléthon, the event which aims to raise funds for the fight against rare genetic diseases. Last year's efforts raised 59 million euros, which went towards research and development to find cures for these illnesses. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.